Great Hearts, Northern Oaks, ninth grade biology. Readings for Thursday, April 9th. Chapter 15, pages 297 through 301. History of Evolutionary Thought. In the 1830s, the young English naturalist Charles Darwin took a trip around the world on a ship called HMS Beagle. He was fascinated by diverse and unique organisms, such as the giant tortoises of the Galapagos Islands. Darwin went on to form one of the most important theories in biology, the idea of evolution. After visiting the Galapagos Islands, Charles Darwin, living from 1809 to 1882, shown in figure 15-1, noted that groups of animals varied from island to island. For example, the tortoises on the same island resembled each other closely, but those from neighboring islands were different. Darwin noticed similarities and differences among many organisms as he traveled around the world. He became convinced that organisms had changed over time, and he wanted to understand why. The development of new types of organisms from pre-existing types of organisms over time is called evolution. Modern scientists also define evolution as a heritable change in the characteristics within a population from one generation to the next. Darwin sought to present the evidence that the evolution of new organisms occurs. Furthermore, he formed a theory to explain how evolution could occur. Others had tried to form such theories earlier, but Darwin's theory became the basis for modern explanations of evolution. Remember that in science, a theory is a well-supported explanation for some aspects of the natural world that incorporates many observations, inferences, and tested hypotheses. In forming his theory, Darwin took years to put together data from many sources and to take account of the ideas of other scientists of his time. Ideas of Darwin's time. In Europe, in the 18th century, most scientists thought that all species were permanent and unchanging. Furthermore, they thought that the Earth was only thousands and not billions of years old. However, scientists began to present evidence that the species on Earth have changed over time and that the Earth is much older than anyone had thought. Page 298. Ideas about geology. By the 1800s, scientists in Europe had begun to study rock layers called strata, such as those shown in figure 15-2. They found that strata are formed as new layers of rock are deposited over time. They inferred that, in general, lower strata were formed first and are thus the oldest. The scientists also found that different rock strata hold fossils of different kinds of organisms. French anatomist George Cuvier, who lived from 1769 to 1832, spent years reconstructing the appearance of unique organisms from fossil bones. Cuvier gave convincing evidence that some organisms in the past differed greatly from any living species and that some organisms had become extinct, meaning the species had ceased to live after a point in time. Cuvier also found that deeper and older strata hold fossils that are increasingly different from living species. Finally, Cuvier found many sudden changes in the kinds of organisms found in one rock stratum compared to the next. To explain these observations, Cuvier promoted the idea of catastrophes, the idea that sudden geologic catastrophes caused the extinction of large groups of organisms at certain points in the past, even though scientists no longer accepted all of his explanations. Cuvier contributed to scientific acceptance that geologic change and extinction had occurred. The English geologist Charles Lyell, born 1797 through 1875, shared some of Cuvier's ideas, but thought that the geologic processes that have changed the shape of Earth's surface in the past continue to work in the same ways. Lyell's idea is called uniformitarianism. Charles Darwin read Lyell's writings while on his trip around the world. He was excited to find how well Lyell's ideas fit with his own observations and ideas. Lyell had shown evidence from geology that fit with Darwin's evidence from biology. Darwin referred to Lyell's work in many of his writings. Lamarck's ideas on evolution. The French biologist Jean-Baptiste Lamarck, living 1744 to 1829, also supported the idea that populations of organisms change over time. Lamarck put forward a new idea to explain how evolution could happen. Though this idea is no longer accepted among scientists, Lamarck thought that simple organisms could arise from non-living matter. He also thought that simple forms of life inevitably develop into more complex forms. He proposed that individuals could acquire traits during their lifetimes as a result of experience or behavior, then could pass on those traits to offspring. Lamarck's idea is called the inheritance of acquired characteristics. Even though Darwin himself once accepted Lamarck's idea, it was rejected by many scientists of their time and has not been supported by modern scientific study of the mechanisms of inheritance. Page 299. Darwin's ideas. At about the same time, in the mid-1800s, both Charles Darwin and the English naturalist Alfred Russel Wallace, living 1823 to 1913, formed a new theory to explain how evolution may take place. Both Darwin and Wallace had been on sea voyages around the world. Darwin's voyage is shown in figure 15-3. In 1858, the ideas of Darwin and Wallace were presented to a prestigious group of scientists in London. The following year, Darwin published a book entitled On the Origins of Species by Means of Natural Selection. Darwin had two goals in his book. First, he wanted to present the large amount of evidence that evolution occurs. And second, he wanted to explain the variety and distribution of organisms on Earth in terms of natural processes that are observable every day. Descent with modification. Darwin used the phrase descent with modification to describe the process of evolution. He carefully reviewed the evidence that every species, living or extinct, must have descended by reproduction from pre-existing species, and that species must be able to change over time. Darwin was not the first person to put forward the idea of descent with modification, but he was the first to argue that all species had descended from only one or a few original kinds of life. Darwin saw the animals of the Galapagos Islands as evidence of descent with modification. For example, the islands are home to 13 similar species of finches. Each of these bird species has a beak that is best adapted for a certain kind of food. But Darwin suspected that all 13 species descended from and diverged from just a few ancestral finches. These ancestors could have flown to the Galapagos Islands from elsewhere sometime over the islands were formed. Page 300, Natural Selection. Darwin proposed the theory of natural selection as the mechanism for descent with modification. In forming his theory, Darwin thought carefully about the forces that could cause changes in organisms over time. The following summary explains the four main parts of Darwin's reasoning, as shown in figure 15-4. 1. Overproduction. More offspring can be produced than can survive in maturity. For example, each female deer has one or more offspring per year for many years in a lifetime. This multiplication could increase the total number of deer in a short time. But each new deer needs food and is vulnerable to predators and disease. So not all of the deer live for very long. Darwin drew this part of his reasoning from a popular book about human social problems by English clergyman and economist Thomas Malthus, living 1766 to 1834. Malthus pointed out that human populations can increase more quickly than food supplies, and that populations are often limited by conditions such as war, disease, or lack of food. Darwin realized that the environment limits the populations of all organisms by causing deaths or by limiting births. 2. Genetic variation. Within a population, individuals have different traits. For example, some deer may have thicker fur or longer legs than others. Also, some of this variation can be inherited. For example, deer that have thick fur tend to have offspring with thick fur. Occasionally, new traits may appear in a population. 3. struggle to survive. Individuals must compete with each other in what Darwin called a struggle for existence. Some variations improve an individual's chance to survive and reproduce, but some variations reduce this chance. For example, deer that have thick fur may survive in the cold better than deer that have thin fur. A trait that makes an individual successful in an environment such as thick fur in cold climates is called adaptation. Page 301. 4. Differential reproduction. Darwin concluded that organisms with the best adaptations are most likely to survive and reproduce. And through inheritance, the adaptations will become more frequent in the population. So, populations may begin to differ as they become adapted to different environments, even if they descended from the same ancestors. This conclusion is the core idea of Darwin's theory. Darwin explained that natural selection could account for descent with modification as species become more adapted to different environments. That is, the theory of natural selection proposes that nature changes species by selecting traits. The environment selects the traits that may increase in a population by selecting the parents for each new generation. Darwin sometimes used the phrase survival of the fittest to describe natural selection. In evolutionary terms, fitness is a measure of an individual's hereditary contribution to the next generation. This kind of fitness is more than simply living a long time. A fit individual is one that has offspring that also live long enough to reproduce in a given environment. For example, if thick fur is an advantage for a deer living in the mountains, then deer that have thick fur are more likely to live long enough to reproduce and pass on the genes for thick fur. If a certain trait increases an individual's fitness, the proportion of individuals with that trait is likely to increase over time. So, adaptations are those traits that increase the fitness of individuals, and populations tend to be well adapted to survive the conditions in which they live. In evolutionary theory, the term adaptation is also used to describe changes in traits in populations over time. This meaning is different from that of short-term adaptations by an individual to a temporary condition. Also, long-term adaptation in populations is not the same as acclimatization in individuals. Acclimatization is a short-term process in which physiological changes take place in a single being in its own lifetime. An example of acclimatization is an animal adjusting to a new climate by growing thicker fur. Page 302.